Nolte, Disney's Gay, Green Strange World to lose $147 million. By John Nolte on November 28, 2022. Over Thanksgiving, the child groomers at Disney again sought to groom your child, which cost them a loss of up to $147 million. Strange World, Disney's latest $140 to $180 million, not counting promotion costs, animated feature, is all about spreading environmental propaganda and exposing your child to adult sexuality. One of Strange World's lead characters is a gay teenage boy in love with another boy. This plot point has nothing to do with teaching children tolerance for people who might be different and everything to do with shattering your child's innocence. Disney even tried to hide the fact Strange World featured teenage homosexuality. It didn't work. Disney's predatory embrace of child grooming, drag queens, and advocating the mutilation of children on the altar of the sicko trans movement is no longer a secret. The Disney brand is forever damaged. Decent parents no longer trust Disney, nor should they. The early estimates for Strange World's opening weekend, the normally lucrative five-day Thanksgiving holiday, started at right around $40 million. That makes perfect sense in a world where Disney is not preying on your children. Last year, under the exact same conditions, Thanksgiving opening, 30-day theatrical window before going to Disney+, Disney's Encanto opened to $41 million. But a lot has happened since last Thanksgiving. Namely, Disney outed itself as pro-grooming, featured homosexuality in the Toy Story movie Lightyear, which tanked, and exposed kids to drag queens. The result is that Strange World ended its five-day opening with a disastrous $18 million. Worldwide, Strange World grossed just $28 million. Maybe turning your $250 million investment into the equivalent of a guy in a van holding candy and a camera is a poor way to do business? Hey, if Disney wants to make gay movies, it should. If Disney wants to make children's entertainment for children of gay parents, it should. Hollywood should make entertainment for everyone. What you can't do, what people won't stand for, is mainstreaming this stuff. Homosexuality makes straight people uncomfortable. We don't go to the movies to be uncomfortable. Mainstreaming it to children is unconscionable. Suddenly, instead of thinking about love, they are thinking about the complicated world of sexuality long before they are ready. Decent people don't do that to children. I bring you good news, just like with Lightyear, Disney is going to lose a fortune for its sins. The Disney brand has been further tarnished. Disney's stock is still where it belongs, in the toilet. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.